our Week in Theater segment, we've been talking Hamilton the last couple of weeks because we had Jose Ramos, part of the Chicago cast, one of the few Chicago natives in the Chicago cast of Hamilton that's downtown is Chicago right now, because they had their benefit on Monday for Puerto Rican hurricane relief that I hosted. It was a great, such a great event. Such talented people, and they raised over $15,000 for hurricane relief, which was great. And then a couple of days later, the creator of Hamilton, an American musical, the original Alexander Hamilton, the Tony Award winner, Pulitzer Prize winner, the accolades go on and on, Grammy Award winner, Lin-Manuel Miranda came to town, was also of Puerto Rican descent. And he went to the National Museum of Puerto Rican Arts and Culture in Humboldt Park simply to raise awareness, to remind people that the need for hurricane relief is still great. He spoke to an audience at the museum about that, along with former Alderman Billy Ocasio. And we had a chance to sit down one-on-one with Lynn again, and talk not only about Puerto Rican hurricane relief, but his movie that he has just finished, the Mary Poppins sequel, Mary Poppins Returns, that he has just completed, and a bunch of other stuff as well. I thought that you would enjoy it this morning. Lin-Manuel Miranda on WGN. Because you know where you go, cameras follow.
Right.
And
look, here, I got Puerto Rico on the news.
And it
well
worked.
Done.
And it worked. Here we are. But it was interesting. You were just speaking to the crowd here a few minutes ago, and you said that your initial reaction with this when the disaster hit was to write lyrics.
Yeah.
That's such an interesting response that yielded the song, which is now number one on iTunes in 17 different countries.
Yeah, well, That's how I enter the world. It's through writing. And, you know, I think everyone who has ties to that island, whether it's friends or family, has had a terrible silence. And, you know, everyone here on this side, on the mainland, were waiting to hear from their friends, were waiting to hear from their family. And so my feed was filled with the names of towns. Has anyone heard from Luquillo? Has anyone heard from Vega Alta? And so I began writing a song with the names of all the towns. I thought, let's make them never feel forgotten again. And so I began writing almost like praying, really, the night after the hurricane hit, and then tried to make it happen as quickly as possible. And I burned up my Rolodex. You know, I called the Puerto Rican artists I know and love and admire, many I don't know, and we put this thing together in about 2 weeks, and it was out about 2 weeks after I wrote it, which is really fast, but that's the kind of attention this crisis demanded, was a really fast response.
And as so many fundraisers have been, 100% of the proceeds for this, all of it, goes to hurricane relief.
That's right.
Which is amazing. Much like the benefit that your cast put on.
I know, I'm
here
so
in Chicago that I was so proud to be part of and hosting. The people that you have chosen to be on the show are so talented and so passionate, but their hearts are so big, and they care so much about the same things that you do.
Yeah, well, you know, Tommy Kail is our director, and he's good at a million things, but what he's really great at is casting with an eye towards humanity, with an awareness that, you know, we're casting them in the show, but they're going to spend 8 shows a week together, and we need to cast people who can come together as a family. And I've been so proud to watch the Chicago company do that again and again and again. And Jose's fundraiser on the 30th, you know, like we were saying before the camera started, there's nothing better than watching amazing performers show off for each other. That's how you get real electricity.
Yeah.
And so, I'm sorry I missed it, but I heard it was amazing.
It was amazing.
Thank you for being a part of it.
More than happy to, but you know, it's a smaller theater, so I felt like I was in the Dick Van Dyke show, and you know, they were performing in the living room the way they used to.
They just jump, sidestep the ottoman, and blow you away.
Exactly. Yeah. And speaking of Dick Van Dyke, you had an encounter with him when you were in the UK filming Mary Poppins
returns. I have to ask you about this also. You're done filming with it, right?
We're done filming. We finished June of this year, and it's going to take a while to come out. It comes out Christmas of next year, and that's mainly because there are some elements that really honor the original, the animation sequences that just are going to take a long time to make. But yes, I got to play with Dick Van Dyke for a day and a half. I wish I were as spry at age 37 as he is at 91.
Yes.
He was incredible. I nerded out with him about Bye Bye Birdie and Broadway and working with Tita Rivera. And also, you know, he has such fond memories of working on that film. To be with him was really a dream come true. And he was, you know, you want your heroes to be as awesome as you hope they are. And he totally is.
Yeah. You are going to be hanging out with former President Barack Obama today, and Michelle Obama, and Chance the Rapper, and Common, all at the Obama Summit that's taking place downtown today. What will you be doing? What do you expect is going to be happening today?
Well, listen, when Obama calls, you say, I serve at the pleasure of the president.
Yeah.
So he called me, and, you know, this is really about civic engagement. It's about getting young people involved in civic engagement, and that means, you know, that ties in exactly with why we're here at the Puerto Rican Museum of Culture. You know, we have to be engaged with the people who make decisions in this country and playing a greater role in that, how important our voices are. So I'll be talking to Common, and we'll be talking about sort of the various things we're passionate about and hopefully inspiring some folks and also getting to see a Chance concert tonight, which is always awesome.
You had mentioned in your comments before we started here today that there's no way that you would ever run for office, but like Common, you're very involved in passionate things. You famously tweeted a comment to President Trump in which you said that you're going straight to hell. And I wonder if there's been any blowback on you from that.
Sure, but
and how you feel, and more importantly, how we proceed from all of that. I understand that it was a moment of passion and frustration when you did that. But
it was a moment of I didn't have any words left for a moment that was it was possible to unite us in that moment, and the president chose to instead divide us and pit us against each other, and that was my response to that. You know, it's interesting. I'm not remotely interested. You know, I think my first answer to your first question indicates why I should not run for when a disaster strikes, and my first instinct is to write lyrics. That's not the guy you want in charge of drafting legislation. But you know, as a private citizen, there are things I'm passionate about, and I think that what we've seen in the wake of Hurricane Maria is the importance of voices, about voices jumping up and down and being effective. You know, the Jones Act, which is this, you know, 70-year-old law about port fines, we screamed waive the Jones Act, and they waived the Jones Act. You know, we saw it again with the Whitefish contract. You know, we screamed about the Whitefish contract. How has no one seen this? How is this happening? And they canceled the Whitefish. So our voices are more important than ever. I was gratified that when I sent that tweet you mentioned, most people's reaction was, Lynn is never like this. It must be it must be pretty intense and pretty important for that to be what comes out of Lynn's Twitter feed, which is normally my dog and my kid and you know, talking to other Hamilton cast members.
And pictures of your kids in Halloween costumes.
Yeah, it's a lot of, you know.
Which is normally how it is.
And I pride myself on that.
You understand the frustration, and as you said a few moments ago, 75% of the island is still without power.
Absolutely.
How do you not be frustrated?
Yeah, I'm always happy to congratulate someone on a job well done when the job's done. Job's not close to done.
People want to continue to help. You can contact the National Museum of Puerto Rican Arts and Culture here on Division Street in Chicago. You are working with the Hispanic Federation.
Yep.
As well, Hispanic Federation.
Yeah, HispanicFederation.org, and they the proceeds from Almost Like Praying will go to Hispanic Federation, and they, you know, they were one of the first responders in the wake of the hurricane, and they're sort of a time tested organization.
Yeah, he has still has plenty of family there. He still has lots of friends there. He's very, very passionate about all of it. Lin-Manuel Miranda from Hamilton. Next day, we spoke with him on Wednesday, and that night is when he was with President and Michelle Obama and Common and Chance the Rapper, and they put on one heck of a show that he was part of.